Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Clark County OH Building Department, resource for real estate pros. Clark County, Ohio, maintains a building department webpage, providing building-related services and information. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand local building department resources to facilitate transactions, ensure code compliance, and advise clients on permit requirements in Clark County. Bookmark https://www.ohio.gov/280/building-for-clark-county-building-permits and code information. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County OH Building Permits. What agents need to know on timeline. Franklin County issues building permits 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with access to public water and sewer. Real estate professionals in OH can set accurate client expectations on new construction timelines and closings in Franklin County. Review permit requirements at https://franklincountyohio.gov/businessdevelopment/developmentplanning-building-permits. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Columbus Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. A building permit authorizes contractors or homeowners to begin work described in project plans, requiring submission of an application and any required accompanying plans for approval. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand permit timelines and requirements to accurately advise clients on project feasibility, closing schedules, and property improvement timelines in the Columbus market. Share the permit application and tracking process with clients planning Columbus area projects. /www.gov/business-development/get-a-permit/get-or-track-a-building-permit. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County Property Hub. Centralized records for OH real estate pros. Franklin County's online property portal consolidates access to property taxes, parcel search, real estate filings, and records search across multiple county offices. OH real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions by accessing unified county property data from one central location. Bookmark https://franklincountyohio.gov/resident-services/property for faster property research in Franklin County. Ohio real estate updates. Ohio commission rates may hit 5.5% in 2026. Flat fee alternatives gain traction. A new analysis projects Ohio real estate commissions will reach 5.5% to 6% in 2026, while highlighting flat fee MLS services that claim to save sellers around $15,000. Rising commission rates in Ohio may prompt more sellers to explore discount models, reshaping how local agents compete and articulate their value. Review the commission breakdown and flat fee positioning at hmainslash.com/blog/realestatecommissionsinohio/ to prepare client conversations. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report: what percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some OH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what.